This year, the city's Bernice Adams Awards will be held at Tapestry Hall on Thursday, May 11. Many people who have heard of the awards are not sure what they are about. The following might give you a better idea. Bernice Adams was born in 1934 and died in 1980, much too soon at 46 years old, and yet the impact she had on her community was enormous, lasting to this day. Bernice was a passionate, feisty, and outspoken woman. A city councilor, vice chair of the police commission, and dedicated citizen. Honest and sincere, she was not afraid to share her thoughts and ideas, not always diplomatically, but she cared deeply about her community. She worked hard by networking, helping the citizens to thrive and find their niche. I was fortunate enough to meet her a few days after moving from Toronto to Cambridge in 1979. She was our city councillor and appeared one day at our front door. Stepping right in, she announced, "I've come to welcome you to Cambridge and find out what you need to make you feel part of our community." As we sat down over a cup of tea, she questioned us about our interests, our hopes, dreams, and goals. As good as her word, she provided us with connections and information about suitable groups in which to be involved. Bernice quickly became a good friend. She was a regular columnist for the Cambridge Reporter, and our paths often crossed, with me being the newly hired first woman classified manager, which pleased her sense of equality. She would invite my young children to her swimming pool, which they enjoyed. She even taught them that to clean it for her was a treat. I loved her wicked sense of humor, her forcefulness and feistiness. Bernice had a generous and loving nature and was a people connector, not just a hard worker, but she loved to have fun. Bernice Adams was a vibrant personality at City Hall. City of Cambridge Archives. Acting, singing, and hosting a radio show were all part of her vibrant personality. Sure, she often annoyed people, but she left her mark on everyone who knew her. Even those who disagreed with her ideas respected her. I knew her less than 2 years, yet remember her clearly and fondly. Bernice was wonderful about caring for others in her community, but ignored her own medical problems by not caring for herself, a contributing factor in her failing health. 2 years after her untimely death, the Bernice Adams Awards were founded. Set up to recognize the literary, performing, and visual arts, music and communications, all close to Bernice's heart, these categories were selected for recognition within the community. It was planned as a fitting tribute to honor her. An advocate for developing the arts in the community, Bernice left a legacy which continues to this day. Winners are chosen for more than their ability in their field. The effect their contributions have within the community and beyond, how the citizens of Cambridge have benefited from their work, is a large segment of the choice of the selected finalists. To Bernice, it was not about winning, but gifting the community with your talent, making connections which encourage and benefit others to become creative. How they have helped others and shared their talent is more important than being seen as the best. In the past 40 years, what is now a legacy from Bernice has become established by honoring the contributions of over 200 citizens. The awarding of scholarship funds for young students to encourage them to continue in their artistic endeavors once they leave school and enter post-secondary education is another aspect. Few past award winners felt they were deserving recipients at the time. Most of them were surprised, and delighted, and continued to work harder, give more, until perhaps they felt they had earned the award. This is the strength of the Bernice Adams Awards. It is Bernice's legacy to her loved community, and it continues for almost as long as she lived. As a regular attendee at the awards, only missed a few when out of the country, and as a past recipient, I enjoy the night. Cambridge's mini Oscars, to be held this year in the spectacular setting of Tapestry Hall in the Gaslight District on Grand Avenue. It is a wonderful venue for the awards, which after a three-year absence, has returned in style. Bernice's daughter Kellya and her granddaughter Paige have worked hard to introduce new aspects. The Adams family, the board directors backed by the city staff, all contribute to ensure her legacy is continued. Watch for details about ticket sales and mark May 11th in your calendar to come and support local artists and have a great evening's entertainment, and I hope to see you at the event. Bernice has given our community such a precious gift. Her impact has helped ensure the growth of the arts and benefited so many of us. Long may her legacy continue. Thank you, Bernice.